What chemotherapy agent do you use with the radiation?
The German group, led by Drs. Klaus Rodell and Dr. Sawyer, used an infusional 5-FU. We've actually, again, preferred to use Xeloda with radiation therapy. And one can do it one of two ways. One can give Xeloda continuously throughout the entire course of radiation therapy. And there, typically, one would have to use a dose of 800, 825 per meter squared twice a day. Or what we have done, kind of following what the Australians and folks in New Zealand have done, is to treat on a Monday through Friday schedule and then give the patients a rest Saturday, Sunday. And there, actually, one can go to a higher dose of Xeloda. So one can go to 900, 1,000 per meter squared twice a day, Monday through Friday. And their patients seem to tolerate the combined chemo radiation therapy quite well.
What about oxaliplatin and rectal cancer?
I think that's a very interesting area that's being developed. In fact, the German group is comparing a Xeloda plus oxaliplatin regimen plus XRT versus their infusion 5-FU XRT regimen. And this is usually kind of giving oxaliplatin on a weekly schedule. And I think there is growing evidence that perhaps either Xeloda oxaliplatin or FU oxaliplatin combinations may provide greater clinical benefit. But again, I think it's still a bit early to definitively say one way or the other.
Are there any patients where you would use that in a non-protocol setting?
The only place where we've actually incorporated oxaliplatin is actually on the back end. So in patients who have had their induction combined modality therapy, who have had surgery, and then at the time of pathologic review, still have a number of lymph nodes positive. So again, those patients are at extraordinarily high risk. And so there we've actually, really in the absence of hard data, used FOLFOX as adjuvant chemotherapy, as opposed to just simply using 5-FU leucovorin or Xeloda.
When you use the capecitabine with the radiation and the dose and schedule you described, what do you see in terms of side effects and toxicity?
You know, again, I think the main toxicities can be the hand-foot syndrome, and also there can be local skin irritation, local skin toxicity, and as well, because you're obviously radiating the bowel, there can be also increased GI toxicity, mainly in the form of diarrhea.
More than with infusional 5-FU?
No, actually, I think it's probably comparable. But again, those are just the side effects that we typically see.
Is there reason to believe sort of biochemically that there might be some synergy between capecitabine and radiation therapy?
Yeah, and in fact, preclinical studies have shown that radiation therapy can upregulate the expression of an enzyme called thymidine phosphorylase. And what's fascinating is thymidine phosphorylase is the last enzyme that's required for activation of capecitabine to 5-FU. And what's interesting, and I think what's really kind of led to the development of Xeloda, is that this enzyme, thymidine phosphorylase, does seem to be expressed at higher levels in tumor tissue relative to the normal corresponding tissue. And so again, that would kind of argue for why perhaps Xeloda-based therapies may actually have a better safety profile than traditional 5-FU, infusional 5-FU regimens.